BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Donald Trump has begun the task of filling the top posts in his administration. In a significant move, he's relegated the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, from the head of his transition team. He's substituted him with the vice president-elect, Mike Pence. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says Donald Trump's election poses risks to EU-US relations. Mr. Juncker said Mr. Trump's statements on security and NATO might have pernicious consequences, and Europe had to teach the president-elect what the Union was and how it worked. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog has condemned the use of banned toxic agents against civilians by the Syrian government and Islamic State militants. Russia and Iran, which support the Syrian government, voted against the US proposition. The British Foreign Secretary said the international community was determined to hold perpetrators to account. United Nations human rights officials say they have new evidence that Islamic State militants have carried out atrocities in and around Mosul. They've been told that IS has shot and killed scores of Iraqi civilians, accusing them of treason. Germany has urged other developed countries to support its plan to bolster Africa's economy and slow its flow of migrants to Europe. Germany's development minister said the government would release details of what he called a Marshall Plan for Africa, a reference to the US program which helped rebuild Europe after the Second World War. The International Monetary Fund has given approval to a $12 billion loan to Egypt, designed to help it out of its deep economic crisis. Earlier, a big security operation was put in place in Cairo and other cities to deal with expected mass demonstrations against austerity. The rallies didn't materialise. And the American actor Robert Vaughn has died aged 83 after a short illness. Vaughn sprang to international fame through the 1960s television espionage spoof series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that mixed cool and camp. BBC News.